Hey there, it's running into you.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, April 10th, 2018, and it's 9 a.m., and we're in the BCC conference room for a general discussion. President or Commissioner Hare, Commissioner Morgan, and Commissioner DeYoung. And we'll start it out with item one, which is the BCC projects. And before you have a list of the projects, we have a list for... list of the projects there, so if we'd like to...
We probably mentioned I need to be out of here by 9:30 if there's...
You have a 9:30, and I think
and
you
I
have a
10.
So I think we're
going to zip
downstairs,
right though, so
through
it's not
this and go. So,
you must drive fast.
I apologize for that commute that you're going to have to do, and it's downhill one way. No, mine's... I have lunch. We're supposed to be doing this lunch quarterly with the ONC Executive Board with the BLM State Director to try to get, you know, harvest up. But shared receipts is less of an element when you're on secure rural schools, but it's still important to get the momentum going so that if we...
Sure, when that drops off, lunch, the delta won't be insurmountable.
So.
Okay. So anyway... I don't know if you had a chance to go through this and think. I think, you know, we can't do all of these all at once, but it says BCC Providence 2018. Is this a target to get all of these done this year? Is that the board's intention?
My thought initially was that when we say things that, oh, we need to do this or we need to do that, if it doesn't make itself on a list, when I was a kid, they said, if you don't write it down, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So I figured writing it down would be a good start. And some of them are long term. Some of them are like, well, they need to get done by the next. We said they're going to be done by the next Thursday admin meeting. Did that actually happen? Stuff like that. So I just think that this would be a good practice. Some of these take a little while for lead time. Mm-hmm. Like the Dutch Bros thing.
Yep,
I almost called her yesterday.
You
need to start working on that now as an example, not that you need to do that.
Right.
But if we don't, think about it now and we try to do it in whenever the annual meeting is, that's too late.
You know, I'm not big on graphs, but maybe we need something like United Way, you know, for instance, says our goal is $100,000 and they have a thermometer that shows how far they are. Maybe we need a graph that says, you know, that our one advisory question for the November 18 elections. Where are we on that? You know, we haven't even started that yet.
I have one.
You do? Good. That's good. We're a third of the way there.
But we should say, you know, I think with that one and like
when
the Dutch Bros one, when does that date due?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And we move out from that due date by a month and say we're going to put it on an agenda, general discussion on Tuesday, August 9th, to talk
about
it.
It will be there.
It will be there already, and
so you've got that.
You've got 4 months to lead into what that. That's how I would see all of these organized. They all have due dates, and then they have pre, you got to start discussing it. And that advisory question is not one you come in on a Wednesday and it's due on Thursday. That, it takes a month.
Yeah.
To get the DA to sign off, to get words just the way you want them.
So can I talk? Let's talk about that time frame real quick, because
as an example, sure.
I had brought up the state of Jefferson. You know, there's this push to have us do this.
Right.
Well, let's put an advisory question out there. Let's see what the pulse of Josephine County is towards it, to give an indication of anything that should be pursued or not. And so, I would think to ask legal to get some things in place to kind of draft that up. But I want the permission of the board to ask legal to even work on it.
And I like that policy, because we've seen legal working on stuff and not working on other things that are like, no. The example that I would use in this is that a previous commissioner asked for, what's the impact of the state setting a new minimum wage? No, I can answer that for you in 2 seconds. Nothing. Maybe a $20,000 impact in parks, but that's it. Why did you waste that time of legal?
Yeah.
But this question is something I think has merit, because I don't want to be a commissioner out on a limb signing that first resolution when 80% of the electorate out there says, why would you do that? That's ridiculous. We don't want that.
And I think it's a fair question, because it's got a lot more traction in the last couple, 3 years, just strictly because of our political climate nationwide.
Yeah.
And California, there's just people down there ready to...
I had the insurance commercial going through my head when you said nationwide. It was like, is on my side? Okay, sorry.
But yeah, that, but I think that that's a, so maybe that is the question we want to ask, or one of, I'm all for two or three of exploratory
questions. Well, we do need to know what the timeframes are, so maybe that's something we can ask legal this afternoon. Can you prepare timeframes of when we need to have advisory questions to you for prep?
Pretty easy, yeah. Or at least how much lead time?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that will go to legal today, right?
Another thing that I have on here that like is in conjunction with BCC lighting, but not exactly the same. I've asked Ryan to investigate. When you go upstairs, there's a comprehensive camera system that courts and the security has a review of in their office and in others. I would like us to see if we can have something similar for improving court security on this level, and goes in line with some of the other things we've been discussing.
Okay.
And so basement area or just here?
No, that's under 26 BCC lighting. Is that what you have?
No,
number
it just
30?
Got me thinking about that. I've already asked
cameras,
Ryan, but
okay.
I wanted
number
to.
Number 30.
Okay.
Yes.
30 and then
oh, it's already
eight,
there.
8 and 30.
Well, your first question was like on clarity for what this list means. And I think it's just a comprehensive, it isn't our goals. It's just the day to day, you know, some of these could be goals, but that's not the point. It's that we have a place to go and follow up. And I think one of the things that would be beneficial is short, like within the month, within 6 months, and then longer. So kind of like three buckets. So we don't have to review all of these all the time. We should always review the month ones,
mm-hmm.
and then take a glance at the 6 month ones. But I think that would help us with.
You're writing down. Are you adding?
Mm-hmm.
What are you adding?
Well, I was writing down an idea to bring up for discussion when you guys were. I really think that we added in this year a 5-year goals. However, we haven't really developed a strategic plan and a vision for the county and where it's going. And, you know, one of the things that I would really like to focus on is potentially the discussion of program-based budgeting, where it's prioritized. You look at what your revenues are, not what your needs are and your wants are. What is your revenue? Okay, and what are our priorities based in that revenue?
Hmm.
And
that sounds more like baseline.
No, you assign it's not meant to be. I can follow up with some different information.
I envision program-based budgeting being like, what do you want your program to look like regardless of revenues? And then, you know, you bottom line, it says, okay, so then what are we going back? There's like a two-phase, and you go back and you say, well, I only have 75% of what I'm looking to do based on the program that
mm-hmm.
I just drew up. And then you have to go back and you say, well, I can achieve most of the outcomes that I was looking for
if
in program-based budgeting, but I'm going to have to remove 25% of these things. But I still kind of get the outcome. That's what I understood program-based budgeting as, but I
got a presentation that gave a different concept to it that I can get the PowerPoint and share with as far as just a concept of looking at. But essentially, it's putting a prioritization or a point system to different projects. And if this is our highest project, how much of our money are we putting towards it? If the, and this kind of stuff. And yes, there's mandated funds, there's various things, but how many of our mandated programs are we doing the mandated amount, or have we grown it because this portion was mandated and it just, oh, we can do this. It's not mandated all that. If this wasn't there, what is available? So it's a concept. I'll get the notes, I'll forward it just as far as some thoughts to look at. But
yeah, we've evaluated this several times since I've been here, and we really have not had a luxury to grow extensively past our minimum mandates. And anywhere else other than really law enforcement, those things we are doing over and above what our minimum mandate is.
Except where people find their own funding.
But they're funding.
Yeah, if they
they're
find
funding.
No, we're allocating 66% of our general fund to those things that could be delegated to parks, the fairgrounds, but that hasn't been a priority. We've given it the lion's share to law enforcement. So I don't mind the exercise, but I think the past this will tell us that we will come around and we'll go like, yep, law enforcement is our lead priority, and that's where more general funds We have the smallest amount probably in the state.
So you're saying until that changes dramatically because of.
An influx of outside revenue that we.
Influx of outside revenue, it remains to be our.
Top priority.
Our top priority, but I.
I'm sure we're still at 66-70% of our general fund is allocated. We have not ended up spending anything in planning this year, general funds. Public health, I'm sure, has required some, but that was budgeted. You know, where we're spending general funds outside of law enforcement is very, very small.
Very low.
Clerk gets $60,000, surveyor gets $30,000.
Until the revenue side of it, I don't see it changing.
The assessor's office is the largest, assessor and taxation are the largest ones outside of law enforcement. And we are at minimum level mandated services there.
And I.
I'm not saying we shouldn't have the conversation, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
To me, it's a matter of actually documenting priorities. Not just public safety, but every program we have has a point system to it. And we can look at, okay, in community corrections, they're doing 15 programs. Okay, they're doing a little on each of them. What's the priorities? What's the benefit? Having a process of actually evaluating and re-looking at, are we doing things just because? Are we doing things to make mention? Are they working? Are they not working? Are they serving a purpose? Is it just to be having the dialogue at some point? I'm just thinking out loud.
I'm not sure that it's a bad conversation. The outcome
might not be any different.
It won't.
Yeah.
We will not give any less money to the assessor's office because we'll get that pink slip.
Correct.
But I
treasurer's at the lowest level they've ever.
I've tried to put what's
my goal isn't to look at mostly
reallocating general fund discretionary dollars.
No, I think it's mostly, there may be some things that we're like, why are we spinning our wheels on that project when it is, for some reason, this priority is.
Spinning the wheels forever on that one project.
And we can maybe release the time of that department to focus on something that's a higher priority. That is that necessary? Is that really where we need to be going? I'll put my thoughts together a little more and come back.
I don't want to be, I don't mind exercises, even if you find yourself coming back and we're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of an example of something.
I can't either. I don't have a goal of a target that I'm looking at. I even pulled community corrections out of my hat because I think they are doing evidence-based and I couldn't think
of
any.
They just got, veterans evidence. If you go down the list, who's not kicking,
But I think part of it too is putting something that we can show the public.
Yeah.
This is our priorities. This is where the funding's going. This is a priority because it's mandated because of this, and that's where our priority, kind of something that can offer transparency. Okay. Good. Write it down so you don't forget.
Oh, I won't.
One of the things, and I'll just put this into the private sector side.
We all know what it is.
I did this on my own when I decided I was going to get out of debt. I decided what were my priorities, which were the biggies that I needed to get rid of that affected my month-to-month, day-to-day operation at home. And the first thing that popped up is do everything you can do to get rid of your house payment. And make sure you don't have any car payments and you just get all of this stuff paid off. And before you know it, because you have focused and then said, I'm gonna cure that. You can continue to pay on your house payment for 30 years if you like. But when you pay it off for 21 years, it's a pretty darn good feeling.
Yeah.
Because you focused on that. And then you don't for that. Rather 9 years, you can take that money and focus on something else. That's what I was thinking at when we were doing, taking money to, and right now, it's the airport's turn to get that stuff all paid for, and then we're moving off to something else. That's just.
I love what you're saying.
Yeah. But does it work? Maybe
not. It does. Yeah. And it is our time now to focus on that one program.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't have taken me as long as it did. We all know what it is. It's the one in our programs that is not, it's not meeting par. It's not showing up the way everybody else is. So.
Anyway. That's where, I think those are all good ideas. And Commissioner Morgan, I think you put your thoughts in.
I will get them organized for you. This is what happens when you go to a conference on transforming local government. You get ideas and then it's like, okay, I don't want to forget that one.
Yep.
But I haven't organize my thoughts to
present it. It sounds like a good idea. How do I present it?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
And so I just am throwing it out there as a wish list, but part of it too would be getting staff involved, and as we're looking at the website and updating branding. You know, one of the ideas we had last week was that, so Parks wants to come up with their own logo. Someone else wants to come up with their own logo. And in talking with some folks that are branding experts, they're like, no, you lose your brand. You can have one, say we stick with the triangle, like I brought up 2 weeks ago with you guys. We stick the triangle and we add a plane coming out of it for airports, or we add a campsite or a tree for parks or something like that, but you have to stick to your logo for branding purposes. And you know, there's either companies we can look at for options with that, but it's kind of...
I disagree. I think you're right. And I was a proponent of airports. You know, going to Jackson County's airport, they have their own logo, but they integrate, they have Jackson County's logo right next to it.
I don't want to end up with a name like Jackson County.
No.
Jackson County Rogue Valley Medford International Airport. That doesn't even fit on an envelope.
No.
For Pete's sake.
So. Well, I think with me, just in looking at it though, people in our community recognize the triangle, but how can it maybe be upgraded so it's not so busy and hard to recreate? What can be simplified or what can be updated? But I'd like to pursue some options to bring to you guys. The other thought with that, though, is a vision for the county, a mission, getting staff involved in that process of empowerment of options and stuff like that, and seeing about a dialogue and engaging with the staff, maybe having a staff betterment day that we either bring in a, you know, you have Bill Gallagher over at RV Cog. He's done some trainings over at RV Cog. What if we brought him in and did an employee day and interacted with the commissioners?
I think I figured out a way to pay for those. So employee engagement was one of the big things that talked about at this conference. 75% of your employees are fairly disengaged, and that's public office, public servants in general. And you're losing a lot of productivity as a result of that. So how do we engage those people in becoming more and more productive and engaged? And paying for it is my single one, because taxpayers are not going to, they're not going to like investing money in that. They think it's your job, you should just do it. But if we can figure out a non-tax-based revenue stream to pay for that thing, I think that they would be okay with it. So my thought was is that we have advertising opportunities. We don't currently advertise, but we could. When you go into an elevator at a hotel, there's a little placard in there, and somebody has
where
put their...
Eat?
Yeah.
Where do you eat?
For legal services, you know, goes up to courts. I just got a blah, blah, blah ticket. I need to contact an attorney.
I know names of attorneys in Medford because of their advertising methods, you know, whether it's for DUI and it's, or it's Black, Chapman, and Weber for injuries.
Divorce, or, whatever.
Yeah. Whichever
there's
one's
an
advertised,
to
yeah.
do that. I see in bathrooms, elevators, a hallway, all over the place. And so trying to, if we could generate this county that gave a presentation spent $30 per employee per year, and it covered four major employee engagement events. And it was done by an employee committee and all of that stuff. Pancakes in the Park, where the commissioners come out and we're flipping pancakes and burning bacon. You can do stuff like that pretty reasonably, and it there's employee engagement elements to it, but we gotta figure out a way to pay for it. So we need about $10,000 to $15,000. I think we can generate that sustainably off of advertising for different things. And they would rotate like quarterly, easy to do.
I'm excited to hear, because all these things I'm assuming you picked up this last week at this conference, which is neat to hear. We just need to get them down in
imagine
writing.
If we improve productivity just 10% to 15%.
I can tell you that when I came in here, nobody showed me. I sat out there at that gate waiting for that exit gate to open, because nobody told me. Just pull up there and it'll open by itself.
Yeah.
I had to have a deal to get in. I thought I pushed the button on that little tweaker thing. I was out there 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I finally just rolled ahead and it took off, and I thought, oh.
It wouldn't open for me the other day even when I pulled up all the way to the gate.
Nobody told me that. Getting back to the subject at hand. I didn't have any idea where the key to the men's restroom was, because I walked in here and that was it. Get over here, you got a weekly business session, you got to vote on this, and then you're off and run. The actual taking somebody by the hand, a new person coming in January 1 and saying, okay, we're going to take you around for 2 days. You're going to spend a day with Commissioner Morgan and a day with me, and we're going to just show you the very basics. so that you feel comfortable on how to, you know, where to go and how to use the elevator and so on and so forth. That was just basic stuff that it took me time to learn. I'm still learning every day and stuff that probably
should've. Commissioner handbook, might be too out of it to really remember what it was like, but you guys in your first year need to be writing down the things that you
and then I had concerns, so I think that, you know, that's it. When you talk or employee
engagement. It takes somebody
engagement, doing it again. It did, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If we're gonna do an employee engagement, and this came out of your conference, this is fantastic. I wanna know what you bring back from that conference that affects Josephine County. Right now, I've heard 21 minutes of stuff out of that conference that I'm excited about. Because you guys went to that, you were engaged in it, and away you went.
There was one thing that we need to start working on, like right now, and it just gave me some free time to think. I think the only way that we make that justice building work for our staff in the community is if we take and focus that on ISF offices. We've got a lot of prime real estate here for public access of non-publicly engaged programs, and that's finance, legal, and HR. If we put those guys over there in that justice building, they're staff predominant, HR occasionally, legal rarely, finance almost never, maybe only for vendors every once in a while.
Yeah, HR only needs the place where people can drop off applications.
My thought was is that if we free up this space, and Ryan's looking into what it frees up, maybe we put building and safety, planning, economic
stuff that people use every day face-to-face.
So it's integrated right with the clerk's office, assessor's, tax, the board, that sort of deal. So we're looking at that. I'm not sure how happy they're going to be about needing to move, but really, I've been struggling with this for 5 years, and I can't think of another way to do it.
What's our time frame for transit moving the bus stop from here? Is it 2 years out?
The bus stop is always going to stay there, but their hub will move over here.
Well, I mean, and the key to that is it won't be four buses at a time.
Exactly. The hub goes over there.
Because the only thing I worry about building and safety is you get the contractors that have their trucks for the trailers.
There's so much room to park on a street around here that I'm not worried about that. There's no real place to plant.
No.
I mean, there's only a couple of
spots. No,
there's
the parking lot across the street. And
barely, very little on street. I think this will be more, they're going to have to come to the clerk's office anyway. If they only have to move their truck and trailer once, or they're going to have to come to the assessor's office or something like that, I think that'd be so advantageous for them.
So let's look at that.
There's so many seats around here.
23.
Well, you know what though? It got me thinking.
Public Works was the other one. I want to move Public Works, Public Administration, to this someplace.
I think that we should have one window for building and safety, planning, and public works.
I don't have
a counter.
Try for that, but we are not set up structurally to do that. You can't cut off this hallway. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
I've struggled with that, Commissioner Morgan, and I.
What about them in the next door that has a ramp they can come up? It has the windows with three windows.
What?
Justice building, first level.
We don't have three windows. We'll only get one.
Well, if the police department moves out, we get all three windows.
Eventually, perhaps.
Yeah. It's a thought.
Well, let's just kick it around. I think it's, I think it would solve, what I want to solve is the tennis ball back and forth across the river between Public Works and planning. Back and forth and back and forth.
There's room to
Public
put everybody.
Public Works needs to be involved. Just say, Fred, come on over here.
Yep.
Let's get this involved right now. Let's get this ironed out right now. He's got a question.
I'm not so worried about making somebody walk down the hall.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just, to me, there's something to, did you just hear them tell you that? No, that's not what it needs to be. It's the triangulation or the playing back and forth that this is a no, that's a no.
They are putting a Public Works representative out here planning once a week.
Okay.
So that's a kind of a trial balloon, see how that's going to work out. I think it's
It worked out great before. I don't know why.
I think it will, yeah. So anyway.
Have Nora over there would be great. Well, that was just something that Ryan's working on. There's a couple other things, but we're kind of in the home stretch. This stuff needs to. The other thing that I think we need to put on a calendar is really solidifying our goals. It's going to be mid-year, you know, if we don't have that. And top of my list has got to be this 5-year visions for each of these programs. And they're not going to be hard. They're just one-pagers of outlining exactly what we want. But they have to have a vision, or we're just treading water. That's probably my number one. long-term funding for law enforcement is obviously
first, always, yeah.
But,
okay.
And that's part of the vision. His program, our programs, they're all needing and long-term sustainable funding. I really want to petition before the end of the year to improve our bond rating one more time to get on average with the state at AA+. That's my goal. So that'll be three improvements before the end of my term.
Okay. We had up at the state down here.
So you guys have legal this afternoon? I'm sorry.
And you won't be back for that?
I don't know. I'm going to do my best, but these lunches have a tendency that they're not a typical lunch. They don't just order, eat, and dine and dash.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got that?
I'll keep playing with this and get back to it. I hadn't thought of it since.
Mining meeting this afternoon, if anybody's inclined.
I can go to the 1 o'clock mining unless you want to.
You can do that? Okay, because it's on my thing in your stead, but you can go that fine. If you have to, I've got to squeeze it in.
I'm
so
open.
Leave it up to you.
Okay. Then why don't you take it?
And then legal's at 2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be here for that.
Can you call in?
I might be able to. Wendy, I might call. That would be great.
It would be good to have you on the phone.
Okay. On the moving on to item number 2, Nina Hydrickin Scholarship Fund.
So we got an update on that yesterday.
Okay.
What the website was donate for Nina.
Right.
They haven't decided if they're going to do a scholarship yet, so there's still opportunities for us to look at that. But the family hadn't. I would say let's just table that until we hear more from AOC.
Let's do that.
This
okay.
is not a public issue. That's personal. We're not
I think that's
public
private. Yeah, that's kind of
so. We don't need it on another agenda. Yeah. That's 100% non-county related. It's just that's a personal connection.
Yeah.
That if we choose to participate, you know, if you pick a level, we all match, you know, whatever or something like that. I'm all for that.
Okay.
AOC has elected to forego all educational and scholarship for the next year in an attempt to shore up some of the deltas in their budget. So the board made that decision yesterday. I think you were there for that decision. I'm not sure it was the best. I followed up with Mike MacArthur and President Pope. We need a strategy for, there's a $80,000, $90,000 cost that we need to pay for out there. So anyway, I'm going to.
Okay, you're off and running.
Safe travel.
You're out of here. We'll see you. Hear from you this afternoon. So let's table this part of it then till we get more information on
I'll
Nina's.
Follow up for you.
Is it Nina or Nina?
Nina.
Nina.
Hydrickin.
Okay. Hydrickin. Okay. And gosh, we've got a couple of these too because we have Cheryl Walker's.
I saw her son.
Son passed away, yeah. I mean, as you get to be my age, there's an awful lot of these. It's almost every weekend you can go to another memorial. So we've got to kind of be mindful of that. I want to. Okay. Do I need to address it? Commissioner Hare left the room and we still have a quorum?
You just did.
I did. Okay.
I do have a question, though, on the goals list. I'll follow up with you. Will you remind me? I want to ask about the chairs. And so I just want to follow up with you on the chair thing. Anyhow, go ahead, sir.
I met yesterday with Jay from over in finance over from the city. Jay Meredith came over, and he gave me a presentation on basically on their you can't call it a poll or whatever, but it is they've hired a consultant to look at overall law enforcement for all of Josephine County.
SOS
has, mm-hmm. Yes, their group has. And their goal is 60,000. They're at 24,800 or somewhere along in there now. What he came over asking was that, you know, at some point in time that the Board of County Commissioners acknowledges that we're in favor of what they're doing with this, with the deal, and he says, I want to make sure that when the guy comes in, the consultant comes in, that he has cooperation from the Sheriff's Department, from juvenile, from Community Corrections to get information from them. And I didn't know whether, what the board felt about it as a board. I'm in favor of it. I would tell the sheriff anytime, you know, this is, you know, this is.
I guess my question is, the SOS group did a study before. How is this one different? What is the information that they're looking at? Is it public access? Is it something different? I think they should do a presentation to the board and have that discussion.
That's what I advised and encouraged Jay Meredith. I said, would you be up to bringing in a week from today, being put on the schedule and give us a presentation? And he said, yes, he'd do that. So I'm just asking the board if we want to put that on next Tuesday's schedule.
I'm okay with that. I would hope it'd be a time that all three of us could be there, though.
Okay, and what's Tuesday?
I don't know. Let me look.
Like, it's imperative that all three of us are on board with it. That's one of the things that I think was
Tuesday is tax day. Just kidding.
So.
You're talking to a child whose mother is a tax person getting her CPA, you know, so.
That's fine. Yeah, you're talking to a guy that never files these taxes on time.
That's what extensions are for.
That's exactly right. They're costly, but sometimes they're worth it. I think
I don't know what that is.
One of the reasons I think that the levy was successful is that for the first time in a long time, the board was unanimous in support of that levy. I think that packed a lot of wallop that wasn't there before. Jay Meredith brought that up yesterday. He said that's one of the reasons why we would like to have buy-in, if you will, from the county as far as, or, you know, support. Yes, we're in support of this. You know, we're all interested. Everybody in law enforcement collectively is interested in solving this problem countywide. And I think that's pretty important. See, it's how we share jail services and so on and so forth.
Well,
I think it's pretty important. A lot of times public safety, the city police department and fire department seem to be the one that's always in the limelight, but they would be nothing if it weren't for Nate and his programs over there and community corrections. I mean, gosh, they take care of 1,000 people over there.
I think that's one of the things that's coming to mind is, and where's Lipstick in this?
What do they
see as the outcome? Who's driving the study? It's an independent citizen group doing
those
something.
Those are good questions. If you got a list of questions, I think it would be good if you wanted to ship those over to Jay so he can prepare for when he comes over here. We're not asking those questions. When he gets here, he may have those answers.
Okay, so next Tuesday, it's listed as the quarterly meeting, but I don't think that is because we switched to monthlies on the fourth Tuesday, which we didn't also like because it was right after Cajo and it kind of made time crunched, but it was the only time available, but it might be worth relooking at that. So I would question if that 9:30 quarterly is actually next week. It might not be. And I think the depositions that are listed for me on Thursday and Friday are not. I think that got moved to the next month, but I need to verify with Leah. But otherwise, that would mean that if it's not the city meeting next Tuesday, then there would be time.
I think if we can squeeze that in, because they wanted a kind of a not necessarily an endorsement. Well, I guess it would be kind of an endorsement of their program from us, ASAP. So I think if we can do that, that'd be swell. Moving forward under other, let's see what else. I had an appointment with Amanda from Farms Inc. Following our weekly business session last week. I thought it was very constructive. I think her and I had a really good conversation that all we've ever asked the growers is to be legal. We never have asked them to do anything other than be legal. And that means following building codes. And I you know, brought out to her attention that she said, well, if you come out to my place, he says, I live just two doors down from Dan Vidlak. And he's come over and I showed him the operation. Gosh, he's in full, you know, he likes it. It's no big deal. It's like we're not even there. I says, and then I get the deal from Mr. Vidlak that there's on the other side of him is just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I've been trying to call Amanda, but I keep getting a busy signal. I'm sure she's busy on the phone since our move from legal. But I want her opinion, because this is in her neighborhood also. And I told her, I says, you know, I think that what's happening is that in an effort to protect the whole industry, the good and the bad, you're letting the bad wipe you out. And I said, are you not against the bad side of it? She goes, and we talked Southern Oregon Marijuana Initiative, the prices and how much it would be in those two slots in the initiative and so on and so forth, and what they could afford and what they couldn't afford. Very good conversation. We weren't at odds when we left, and I, you know, like I said, I haven't talked to her since the lawsuit went through, but however, I do intend to have that conversation with her again. But I thought it went very well, to be quite honest with you. So, and then, what else? One other thing I was going to bring up. I should have wrote it down. It'll come to me. Okay. Anyway, do you have anything else?
No, I,
you, want to get
you know, it's one of those things that it was tough being gone last week. I just, you know, first Monday was Health and Human Services retreat. So part of Association of Oregon County's financial stuff is they reduce staff. And with that, they have combined meetings. I would encourage you, they have a veterans meeting that is very, it's veterans in health and human service. But people call in for it. So even if you don't attend by person, if you can call in, I think it'd be beneficial for you to be a part of that veterans one. And I've been attending governance, which is conflicting at the same time, so I'm not able to do both. And then yesterday I led the discussion. I was the only co-chair available for public safety, so headed up the meeting for that. And but the week before, because of all these crunched meetings, we went from used to having 4 hours with Health and Human Services back in the day before we were commissioners. Then we had 2 hours alone. And now it's 1 hour because it's combined with veterans, and so they're not getting through everything. And so they did a retreat last week where it was 5 hours of just Health and Human Services. And each of the committees right now are kind of focusing on goals. So to go from that up to the conference and then, you know, back and all that kind of stuff, it's just kind of...
What I would like to do, and I asked one time when they were talking Health and Human Services, I think that was our last presentation at County College, and I'm seeing this more and more and more. I'm seeing it now in transportation. That there is no, I talked to them, I talked to Art Anderson about the, I got a completely different story about landscaping from Art Anderson than I did from Mike Baker.
Who's Mike Baker?
Mike Baker's a guy out of Roseburg, and he's one that presented the MPO thing to us. The city council's got kind of a smug look on his face. And he and I have had our odds, but he said, no, we'll take care of all of that if you want, and then you maintain it, or you water it, and this, that, and the other. I get a whole different thing. Art Anderson, we don't do landscape projects unless it's in conjunction with a complete remodel of the intersection, of the on and off ramp thing. Then we will tear out all the old stuff and put it in. I says, okay, all right. So when did you remodel
Medford on ramp?
Garden Valley, Garden Valley Road, and so on and so forth. Yeah. I said, I just not seeing it.
But, no, that's BS. They planted trees there. They didn't do any remodel on that.
You look like everything in Medford looks like it's a nursery. And everything, even all the way on down, all the way to Ashland, and then it gets to Rogue River and Grants Pass and Gold Hill, and it's just like we're the slums. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, we had a good conversation, but I you know, we had it planned so that our next deal with the city and county, I'm going to get a hold of their maintenance guy who's right out here and have him attend that meeting where our city and
I
county.
I thought we were going to have all the ODOT.
We're going to have ODOT in here. Art told me that he's the guy we need to talk to.
Okay.
On landscaping at the off-ramps and stuff. I had a conversation yesterday. I also had a conversation with Art about the third commuter lane out on Redwood Highway, mm-hmm. and he said, "Well, you know that that's an enhanced project, and enhanced, we're out 10 years on enhanced, so I don't think that's going to happen in the near future." I'm trying to convince them. We have a little over $4 million in the MPO, and I want a study done. Use MPO money for a study, because that is congestion mitigation, which is CMAQ money. When you can't tell me that commuter lane would not be congestion mitigation in its purest form. So Rob and I are working on trying to convince them that might be the project, the two commuter lanes out there on Redwood Highway. commuter lane being the third lane on the right-hand side.
I love the idea of it because traffic is not moving and it needs to.
Pam and I were out there, we wanted to go to Red Robin the other day, and it took us about 4 light changes at Ringette and 2 more at Allen Creek, just because of people trying to maneuver back and forth, people that wanted to get off for Redwood Avenue, people coming around the corner at Bi-Mart wanting to get into the through lanes, and it was all of this. Whereas if you kept, I said, Pam, when we get up here, you watch to see how many of these cars actually peel off onto Redwood Avenue. And it was 2 out of 3.
Wow.
And I said, they could have stayed in that commuter lane the whole way, and you get 2 through lanes, and there's your congestion mitigation when you say, well, we can't use CMAQ money for it, because it's improving the transportation system. Well, what do you do?
Sitting traffic is the congestion.
Is the transportation system. So we're trying to make that connect the dots. Rob and I have been working on
it. So my takeaway from the Health and Human Services retreat was an understanding of the state's push for modernization. And it's like, oh, what does this mean? They want us to upgrade the software? They want us to do that? No, it's looking at what are the actual needs of public health and environmental health and mental health and all those things with the changes of the CCO model, with the, it's what we're doing with our RFP exactly. But basically saying with healthcare changing, what actually is the best and highest use of the dollars and focus on that. Great, Josephine County's ahead of the curve.
That should be our charge when we enter office.
Yeah.
On everything.
Well, and that's kind of what I was getting to with the prioritization earlier, but modernization's this big push, and I was like, I don't want anything to do with this modernization. They want how much million dollars to upgrade what? And what I realized and learned is, no, it's actually taking a look at what services are you providing, what you actually need to be providing, and getting to best way to do that, which is exactly what we've just done with that RFP process.
Going back to what I was saying, we had that, our last class was on Health and Human Services, and I asked the question of how many millions of dollars that comes into the state, actually, how much of those millions of dollars actually gets to the patient, and how much of it is eaten up in administrative costs, having meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting, with everybody at the table knocking back six deep into 6 digits, and nobody at the table being a recipient of that money. That's the frustrating part to me. I went to a SOREADY thing the other day. Oh, you've got to go. This is exciting. And it was probably the poorest demonstrator or presentation I've sat through in a long time. And I thought, why are we all here? You know, I've got better things to do in Grants Pass than I there was nothing that I took away from there that affected Josephine County and my citizens here. So I'm growing more cognizant of that the deeper I get into this thing, to say, okay, how many meetings do I attend, and how many people that are all on the government take, every one of them is on a government payroll of some sort, including myself. Are we coming out of this thing today, how are we helping the people we're supposed to be helping, or are we just talking about it? And that is very frustrating to me. And so, you know, to that end, and transportation is a really good example of that. By the time the money that comes from the federal transportation dollars comes down to Jackson and Josephine County and the RV Act, there's nothing left for the acts to even talk about. We're out 10 years. Well, I don't even know why we meet. There's nothing there. Everything has just shifted to a fix-it project, trying to keep the present level of our infrastructure the way it is. In other words, fix the bridge. We can't replace it. What's it going to take to keep it fixed? And same thing with potholes, like it's the pothole principle. You know, let's fix the potholes because we're not going to build any new roads for 10 years. And why is that? Our transportation dollars keep getting larger, but does our staff keep getting larger and eat it up so there's nothing left to actually do
the omnibus bill from the federal government is 3 times the Tiger Grant. We have to have our applications ready to go in May,
mm-hmm.
applying for Tiger Grant, which is transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, it's $1.5 billion. This year was $500 million. They've tripled the amount that's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But is that all going to be?
It'll be swallowed up by the time getting down to where, Rob, let's put the project in. We've got some projects. That's what he and I were talking on that, on those 2 commuter lanes, is that needs to be a shovel road. Why isn't that scoped so we know what that costs?
Yeah.
So that if $5 million comes to the act, we can throw our name in that's a $4.5 million project. We want the money. why hasn't it been scoped and prioritized? That's what bothers me. If the act is going to keep going, it needs to have those projects already scoped, then it can rest. So that's just a frustration of mine. Okay, you gotta get.
No, it's okay. We got an email from Lovelace Development.
Yes, I have not responded. I just read that yesterday.
Well, and I'm not really sure what the response is, so it might be worth that we follow up with. And
yeah.
I might ask legal about it this afternoon.
Yeah, what it is that they were just got done with a lawsuit where they were sued for not, the meals weren't right or something at a place they provide meals and they charge the people $45 a month or something or a week for the meals. And some people said, well, I don't like the food, so I don't want to pay that. And they got sued. And they lost. And so he says, do I just not provide the meal program for everybody then? Did this handful of people just make me wipe out the whole program for the whole entire project?
Well, and no offense, I've been, as you know, I have a large family.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's hard to imagine, but I have my great-great-aunt is still alive, and I spent a lot of time with my great-great-aunt and uncle and their retirement and various other folks and just kind of that generation of 90s, 80s, 90s. A lot of folks at my church. Every Christmas, we are going around to the retirement homes around here and caroling with the kids,
mm-hmm.
and you see the meals. And the every day at lunch is the meal they all gather, and it's part of the survival of best practices of community.
Communication, yeah.
And having
they
people
don't feel
to interact with, absolutely. It is essential that those meals are provided.
Yeah.
The need isn't whether the person can cook for themselves. The need is the interaction with other people.
Right.
And anyhow, they're asking for a letter of support. I would support providing a letter for them, but I need to follow up with what exactly they're asking.
And he, I think, invited us if we would like to take a tour of the facilities. And I would like to. I just haven't responded to it yet.
Okay. I've been in a mall.
Beg your pardon?
I've been in a mall.
Okay.
I used to do church services at Oakview.
Okay.
And so it's kind of...
Well,
I need
to go see and see what he's talking about.
Yep.
in response to his meal program. So.
But it might be worth if you call and find out specifically what their ask is.
Yeah.
And so we know how to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
So...
Do you want Bill Lovelace to come in and have a presentation to us or not? One-on-one, I think, is better.
I agree. I don't think it's a full board requirement.
Got it.
All right, so we are getting a web demo today at 10 o'clock, so we're moving forward with website stuff, just so you know.
Okay, good,
and,
good, good.
There's a few other people at the conference that there were things that they offered that I think would be helpful that I'm going to try to follow up with getting some information to us.
Okay.
So I think that staff should be encouraged to attend some of these things. It was definitely, they were excited to have elected officials there, but it wasn't really focused on elected officials. But I think that some of the partnerships with AOC would cover it and bring AOC up to a higher level, if not just 100 level classes kind of things.
Okay.
All right, so I'm sorry, I'm just trying to think if there was anything else.
Did you get that email from Julie about that grow out in I think it's Dick George Road, 3,000 plants? Not OLCC, not OMMP, 3,000 plants. The employees turned the grower in for inadequate housing and meals.
So that should be turned into the Bureau of Labor of Industries.
It might just, I was thinking about that, but it was right now it's sitting on Julie's desk, and I think that would be the place for it to go.
Well,
so they
I
know.
Mean, at some level, it used to be that we had a team that if they were unlicensed, they pulled plants.
Mm-hmm. And this was, this is
if,
one of the things.
If you're
going to
grow in Josephine County, be legal.
When we take the, and I used that grow as an example to a couple of people yesterday afternoon, I said, okay, so who's going to do that? Who's going to go out there? They're illegal. Who's going to go out and do this? It's got to be somebody. And that 3,000 plants and the owners from a foreign country, I think that is a federal issue myself. I really do think that's a federal issue. We aren't equipped to do that. But the National Guard is, and so I think it is, this thing has gotten out of the, oh gee, we're gonna go out there and issue him a citation, because the guy said, I'm gonna crumple it up and throw them in the wood for them anyway, you can't do anything to me. I don't care about your letters from playing. I don't care about your letter from building safety, I don't care, I'm not gonna get a permit for any of my stuff, I'm not gonna do, follow the rule. And if you can't do anything about it, so they've got that attitude that I think is.
I have a phone number of somebody that will help be a resource for you, just as to bounce some ideas for, so I will get that to staff to give to you.
Okay, thank you. So, and I did go tour the, I toured our holdings, you're up next to go tour all the holdings.
Okay.
Timber Holdings, it was an interesting thing. Have Dave take you to a compound out in the Wolf Creek area. It will astound you, and you'll see firsthand kind of what I think planning and health, you name it. There's so many violations out there, I can't even count them all. But you'll get to go see that.
Right.
And it was very interesting to me. We went to Williams, and then we went out Wolf Creek, that area. We were gone probably, I think we probably spent 5 or 6 hours out there.
Dang.
But seeing our timber holdings and how, and I was excited to hear his plan, and he had examples. He says, I'm gonna take an example of what we have done wrong over the years.
Okay.
And he says, we save trees with less than 10% growth at the top. Those should have been cut. We should have clear cut this whole thing instead of trying to appease everybody and partial cut, because these are not healthy trees. They're not gonna cone out. They're not gonna reseed. We have to replant it anyway. We should have replanted the whole thing. So, but Dave is really, I'm happy to have Dave on as a forester, because I think he's the right guy for that job. So, other than that, I think we're pretty well set up. We'll see you this afternoon, gonna be a fairly long meeting this afternoon. I've got a So Ready meeting in Medford. Starts at 3 o'clock, and it doesn't look like we're gonna get through the agenda on the legal side of it before 3, so I'll probably call and tell them I won't be at that one. Okay. I did go to the one Tuesday, so. We voted yesterday.
Yes.
Dallas Heard
mm-hmm.
it was almost unanimous. I think there was one other vote for Lark.
Don't know.
Yeah, one of the other candidates. But Dallas had the majority of the votes. So I signed it. If you didn't vote, you didn't need to sign it. So I went and signed it. It came to us electronically. I signed it, sent it to Curry for Uxley and one other commissioner over there. Court Boyce didn't call in, but they were represented. All the counties were represented, so we all have a name on there. So Dallas will be the thing.
I had emailed and let them know I wasn't able to
take
part, and emailed Representative Heard letting him know that he would, so good to go.
Yep, I think we're good on that. Okay. With that, we are adjourned at 9:53.
All right, thank you.